I think every day is a great day to play the Stars and Stripes forever, but of course this weekend, 4th of July weekend, it's an absolute pleasure. And I tell you that for 3 years I can call myself a proud American, since my wife and I were naturalized. We became American citizens, and it feels very natural. I'm very happy with that choice. And we love this country. We're very grateful for the people we have met and the things that have happened in our life. And I really owe it to this country. And I'm very, very happy, very grateful. Good morning to you. Welcome back to the program. We're about halfway. And so we are, we're halfway. We're on the way back, so to say. We're back to the, going back to the finish line, which was also the start line. I'm not moving. I'm staying with my chair. Good morning, caller. Thanks for joining the show today. What is your name? How can we help you, please?
Hey.
We're not being quiet.
Did you guys say happy anniversary to Opa?
Happy.
We're calling to say happy anniversary. These are your grandkids. They wanted to say hi.
Thank you so much, Christopher. Appreciate that.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that counts.
Thank you, Arian. Thank you, London.
Happy anniversary.
Appreciate it.
Happy birthday to me. Yeah. All right, we'll let you get
back to it. Thank you so much. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
That's funny. That's sweet. Thank you so much for the call. Awesome. I love it. Anyway, special day for me to celebrate this. I appreciate you tuning in today. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we're still talking about eye health, and I want to go through this because eye nutrients are very important. But I thought in the conversations to talk about eyes and what they do for us, what they mean to us, and how they are also a reflection of the health inside our body, that is something we got to keep in mind. So I would recommend that in all cases that there are certain nutrients that are important to take on a regular basis. And I'm going to go into this. And they include carotenoids. Carotenoids are very important. Also, zinc. There are certain amino acids. Vitamin C, very important for the eye. We have lycopene, but they become part of the carotenoids. So there are some really important nutrients that if your eyes are suffering, that you can take those. So carotenoids are powerful plant-based antioxidants. They're fat-soluble pigments that give fruits and vegetables their color, mainly yellow, orange, or red. Animals and humans cannot create carotenoids directly. They need to get them from food. Carotenoids are best consumed with a fat in order for the body to absorb them better. That's important. And I say the same with other fat-soluble vitamins, E, K, A, and D, to just consume them with other fats to make them better absorbed. In humans, carotenoids maintain cell health throughout the body by neutralizing free radicals, single oxygen atoms that can damage cells by reacting with and destabilizing healthy cells. So free radicals, so they help to neutralize free radicals. Carotenoids have strong cancer-fighting properties. They are anti-inflammatory. They boost the immune system and support healthy circulation. Some carotenoids are known as vitamin A precursors that can be converted to vitamin A. This is really interesting. There are more than 700 types of carotenoids. More than 700 types. But we are, right here in this article, they're focusing on alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, beta-cryptoxanthin, and cryptoxanthin is C-R-Y-P-T-O, crypto, C-R-Y-P-T-O, and then X, A-N-T-H-I-N, beta-cryptoxanthin. Also, so alpha-carotene, beta-cryptoxanthin, lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin, astaxanthin, bilberry, and lycopene, which are all found in the Western diets. Now, also interesting, there's a bunch of stuff I didn't know, so it was good for me to do this reading. There are two types The carotenoids fall in two groups. The xanthophylls, a tough word, xanthophylls is spelled X-A-N-T-H-O-P-H-Y-L-L-S. X-A-N-T-H-O-P-H-Y-L-L-S. Xanthophylls that contain oxygen in their chemical makeup. And there are the carotenes that do not contain oxygen. Photosynthesis is the process through which plants convert light to energy. The xanthophylls, which are yellow in color, absorb blue, violet, and ultraviolet light. The carotenes, which are orange, also absorb blue, violet, and ultraviolet light. The capacity of these carotenoids to absorb blue and violet light becomes an essential part of the defense mechanism of the eye. These two groups of carotenoids are found throughout the body. That's interesting. They're found throughout the body, but they're concentrated in the macula of the eye and to some extent in the eye lens, and they are essential for general growth and vision in dim light. Some carotenoids called provitamins in the liver turn into retinol, which is the most common form of vitamin A. These are alpha carotene, beta carotene, and then beta cryptoxanthin. So yellow is the xanthophylls, the ones that carry the oxygen, the carotenoids that carry oxygen. The carotenes do not carry oxygen, and those are orange in color. From the xanthophylls, we have things like, so the important role of a xanthophyll is that they absorb blue, violet, and ultraviolet light. These wavelengths of light, as the light comes in, they penetrate all the way to the back of the retina. They are short wavelength. The shorter a wavelength, the greater the energy it possesses. And so these blue to ultraviolet wavelength have the potential of damaging the retina, thereby resulting in oxidative stress to the retina and its center, the macula. So again, light is energy. Light is energy. Colors are a specific energy within that spectrum. So there is a certain frequency to light. Blue has a different frequency than red, than violet, than ultraviolet, than yellow, than orange. All the colors are a certain frequency of light. So what it says over here, the important role of xanthophylls, the oxygen-carrying carotenoids, is that they absorb blue, violet, and ultraviolet light. The wavelength of light penetrates all the way to the back of the retina. They are short wavelength. The shorter a wavelength, the greater the energy it is it possesses. And so these blue to ultraviolet wavelength have the potential of damaging the retina, resulting in oxidative stress to the retina and its center, the macula. There are only two xanthophylls, lutein and zeaxanthin, that accumulate in the retina. And there is also mesozeaxanthin is found in the macula for supporting central detailed vision. But the only two xanthophylls, lutein and zeaxanthin, accumulate in the retina. So the lutein accumulates in the retina, including the macula, mostly. So again, the retina is in the back of the eye. It is a surface, a kind of a ball curved surface. The inside of it contains rods and cones shaped surface. The surface looks like rods and cones that the light comes into. It is translated, converted, reprocessed in the back of the eye, then sent through your brainstem to the brain, and the brain says, oh, it is Aunt Josie, or it's Uncle Bill, or it's a car, it's a bicycle, it's the sun. The brain will then give it a name. So it's therefore interesting to realize how young children see so many things, but they have no word for it yet. So they absorb and absorb and absorb, and as they learn, they start giving it words. The more words we learn, the more we understand about details, the better our vocabulary will become. We need to understand the word we speak. We can only do it if the object that we see, as small as it is, has a name, and we can therefore use it in a sentence, right? That's kind of how it goes. So lutein accumulates in the retina, including the macula, which is responsible for detailed vision. The macula is yellow because of the yellow color of lutein and zeaxanthin. They're xanthophylls, and they're yellow. The yellow color is able to absorb oxidizing blue, violet, and ultraviolet light. The retina is constantly exposed to oxygen and light, resulting in oxidative stress and phototoxic stress. Lutein does not have a direct role in the process of sight. Rather, its powerful antioxidant ability protects the macula by absorbing damaging blue, violet, and ultraviolet light that causes stress and free radical activity. So when you go through this and you look at these xanthophylls, X-A-N-T-H-O-P-H-Y-L-L-S, xanthophylls, you find out it contains lutein, it has the zeaxanthin, the mesozeaxanthin. So the mesozeaxanthin is a carotenoid in the lutein family. It's found in the center of the macula, where we get our most detailed vision. It is the most powerful of the three antioxidants in the macula, but it is most effective in combination with the others, the lutein and zeaxanthin. So if you have eye problems, it is very important to start supplementing your diet with lutein and zeaxanthin. Yes, there are sources, food sources for it. For example, lutein is found a lot in kale and then spinach. Other good sources include turnip, greens, summer squash, Brussels sprouts, orange foods such as corn, pumpkin, paprika, yellow fleshed fruits, also in pecans and avocado. Do you get enough of that in your diet? And or is the fact that the food looks like the food, does it have the nutrients in it? Because of some of the overproducing of the soil and depleting of the soil throughout the last several decades with chemicals that have simply depleted, have accelerated yield, but have depleted the body, have depleted the body of the food from specific nutrients. So it is important to make sure you get the nutrients. And if you eat lots of this food and vision doesn't improve, I would recommend you start getting something like a lutein or a zeaxanthin. Now, so that's lutein. Now, mesozeaxanthin is found in microalgae and in sea creatures that consume the algae, such as trout, salmon, shellfish, and krill. It is found in the skin of trout, sardines, and salmon. Interesting, isn't it? Zeaxanthin is concentrated in the macula, where it fights oxidative stress. Like lutein, it is a yellow pigment that absorbs blue light. So now the blue light is absorbed, so it cannot radiate all the way to the retina and thereby causing potential damage to the surface area. Zeaxanthin improves central vision function in a number of ways. It works as an antioxidant, helps to recover from glare. It helps stem cell support, macular degeneration. You can find the best source of zeaxanthin is in kale and then spinach. It is found in orange and red foods such as saffron, orange peppers, paprika and paprika peppers, goji berries, corn, oranges, and tangerines. Also in vegetables such as collards, mustard greens, romaine lettuce, broccoli, kiwi fruit, peas, and chard. They all contain a lot of zeaxanthin. Then there is one that is very important. It's making more and more news today. It's called astaxanthin. Astaxanthin. 2011 and 2015 reviews of previous and ongoing research point to the wide range of benefits of this potent antioxidant. So, including excellent tolerability and safety factors. Astaxanthin, these are some of the benefits that it provides us with. Astaxanthin is spelled A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. Astaxanthin. Some of the benefits. It lowers levels of free radicals in people who are smokers or are overweight. It blocks oxidative damage to our DNA. Astaxanthin acts as an anti-inflammatory agent. It supports tuberculin immunity, lowers triglycerides, so it is good for blood sugar levels. It increases blood flow and good HDL cholesterol. Astaxanthin supports brain functioning with improved cognition and nerve stem cell growth. It also improves visual acuity, reproductive health, and more. Very powerful antioxidant. It's a fat-soluble carotenoid that is similar to beta-carotene, but this is interesting. It has a slight structural difference, that creates a radical biological difference. One unique quality is its ability to cross the blood-brain barrier, which means, and other carotenoids cannot do that, but astaxanthin can, which means it has the capacity to deliver antioxidants directly to the brain as well as to the eyes and the nervous system. This therefore explains its presence in the retina. And I remember one of my sisters who had retinal detachment twice. She always asked me to send her some astaxanthin in some dietary supplements as a protectant for the retina. There is plenty to talk about astaxanthin. The sources include red yeast, Faria horosidima, which is used in Asian cooking, also found in salmon, shrimp, trout, and other pink seafood that eat the red algae, Haematococcus. Now, I want to let you know that I am working on getting in a new astaxanthin, very powerful astaxanthin, that was brought to my attention by a customer and somebody who listens to the radio show about this very powerful astaxanthin that is much stronger than what you get in most of the dietary supplements. And it comes in a capsule, but it also comes in a chocolate bar. And we're going to get those in. The chocolate bars, literally, it's dark chocolate, and it has very high potency of astaxanthin in it that literally has shown in people who use it big improvements in some of the health conditions for which astaxanthin has been shown to be beneficial, also for the brain. It also has helped people with neurological disorders such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. There are people who are witness to the fact that since they've been taking this astaxanthin, their anecdotal information says that their cancer has gone away or in remission. Those are powerful statements. Of course, when nobody says you can cure it, the problem is that there is a lot of things that can cause cancer. But to hear anecdotal information, people say, the only thing I've done different is take this specific astaxanthin, which I do not have in the store, but I hope to have it within the week, and you can ask for it, then that they say that is the big difference that we've changed in our life. And so this is how it works for me, and it works. Keep that in mind. All right, we have beta cryptoxanthin, which is another, the last one of the xanthophylls, the oxygen carrying carotenoids. And beta cryptoxanthin is another xanthophyll carotenoid that is a precursor to vitamin A. Wonderful product. It is found especially in red bell peppers and yellow squash, such as butternut. It's also found in fruits, such as papaya, mangoes, oranges, and in yellow foods, such as corn, bell peppers, and yellow dairy, like egg yolks and butter. So egg yolks are very important to eat. And anyway, So the carotenoids, we have a lot going on with that. I don't think we're going to be able to get all that done right now, but I hope you understand what I'm saying and that you you learn something from this. When we come to the carotenoid carotenes, we are dealing with alpha carotene, beta carotene, lycopene. So those are all interesting to learn about. The lycopene is very powerful stuff. And then we want to move on to something else. But I can also say, you know what? 2 hours are done. We have an hour to hit some of the other topics and answer your questions. So let's do that. Do some more research on this. Look for the lycopene. Lycopene is phenomenal, phenomenal antioxidant. And you will find some great benefits of that for age-related disorders and heart conditions as well. Anyway, going to take a break. End of the second hour. I appreciate all of you tuning in. Stay tuned because I will be back for another hour. Talk to you soon.
Don't hesitate to call the program. We're ready when you are.